Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Just as a personal note, a true professional would not make a mistake like that. And they go, up. Anyway. Joining us again from Yuma, Arizona, is writer Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Glad to be here.
Yeah, I don't like starting out the hour making mistakes, but you know what? It ain't a party till you break something, right? That's what I've heard.
So, that's right, and the only people who don't make mistakes are those who don't do anything.
They're not doing nothing about it. So let's talk about your home state, Arizona. I guess the people of Arizona that have a concealed carry permit now have to pay special attention to their expiration date, don't they?
That's correct, and it's kind of hard to understand. Because you would think that the people administering the program would want to bring in the money from these renewal fees. I mean, it costs $43 to renew the permit every 5 years. I mean, I'd like to see it's a lifetime permit, but part of the reason that it's kept at 5 years is because that allows for it to substitute for the next.
Right.
The federal government puts constraints on permits, and if they aren't checked every 5 years, they say they're not allowable as a substitute for the next check. So one of the big advantages of having a permit is when you go to a federal firearms license dealer, you just show them your permit, they record the information on the permit, and yet they don't have to call in and go through the federal system for the national instant background check run by the FBI.
Right.
And that system is not always up. Sometimes it's down. It's been down for a couple of days at a time. I think the system itself is a bad idea, that there are better ways that we could accomplish what limited usefulness it has, but it exists. You know, we have to deal with reality as it is. And so having a permit that isn't too burdensome in order to purchase firearms without having to go through the next check is a useful thing. And I'm willing to pay, you know, $8.50 a year to have that, as well as to have reciprocity with about 36 other states than Arizona that recognize the Arizona permit.
Right. One thing I've noticed in South Carolina, we have that, and but in South Carolina, a lot of the dealers have now switched to computerized 4473s, and with a paper 4473, you know, you have to give them your permit, your driver's license. There's a little bit they have to write down. And then there's the part that you have to check and write down and fill in and all that other
right.
stuff. And as soon as that's done, you're giving them a card, you swipe your card, you're out the door. Now, with the computerized forms, I'm sort of wondering what's going on with the computerized forms, because they take a lot longer than the paper forms.
I have not dealt with the computerized forms, so I can't answer that question easily. But the obvious query is that computerized form directly in contact with the ATF or some other federal agency as it's being put in? Is there direct feedback back and forth where all the information goes directly into some big federal computer in the sky?
Right.
And we don't know. There's this recent case that Gun Owners of America found some information to where the claim is that the ATF has digitized in the neighborhood of 900 million records.
Well,
about gun sales.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. When a gun shop goes out of business, what happens to their 4473s?
Well, what's supposed to happen is that those 4473s are boxed up and sent to the ATF. There's a centralized facility that they go to, as I recall. And part of the overall protections that were built into the system,
sure,
is that those forms are not in an easily copyable format. They're on paper. At least they used to be. The bound book was on paper, and the 4473s were on paper. So if they wanted to find out to trace a firearm, they would get a serial number for a firearm, serial number and model number. You have to have both. And then somebody at the ATF would say, well, who manufactured this firearm? Or who imported this firearm? And then they would go to those records and they say, well, what dealer did it go to? Or what wholesale? And then they'd go to those records and they'd say, well, what retailer did it go to? And then they would look for the retailer's records. Now, if the retailer was still in business, they'd call them up and say, and this has happened to friends of mine who have federal firearms licenses, hey, what happened? Who did you sell this firearm to? It's a Smith & Wesson X model, such and such serial number. We show you as receiving it on X date in 2011 or something like that. Then the retailer goes to their records and through their bound book is probably the easiest and says, oh, I sold that to so-and-so. Or, as happened to a friend of mine, that, yeah, I reported that as being stolen on such and such a date. And that's where it goes to. Now, if the dealer is no longer in business, then they have sent, boxed up and sent the records into the ATF, and then ATF, somebody in the tracing division, would look through their warehouse of boxed up forms, find the one where that dealer sent in his records, and then go through those records to find who the firearm was sold to.
Right. Well, I mean, the only now, reason I'm asking this is the only reason I'm asking that is I saw that break. Except my impression was they've been doing that for years. I mean, that's been the complaint, right?
They
that they're copying 4473s. They've been doing that for years. This is not something new. This has been an ongoing outrage.
They're digitizing them, which is a big difference. And it was harder and harder early. You know, 20 years ago, optical character recognition wasn't good enough that you could digitize that form easily and get reliable information put into a database. But as the sophistication of programs and the ability to handle data has gotten better and better and better, optical character recognition is now to a point where you can feed in that 4473 and it can put all the records into digital format, easily searchable, which creates close to a gun registration. And that's where we are today. And that's what GOA says the ATF is doing. Now, for those people who fill out the form longhand instead of typing, that's the hardest to digitize and for a computer to recognize.
But I mean, so I guess my question would be, well, you know what? We'll have to get to my question when we get back. Talking to Dean Weingarten, writer at Amaland. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
there's no such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
And Indeed. Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. We started out talking about Arizona. And
right.
Somehow we have segued into the ATF and the 4473 and all this other stuff.
Then it made sense because we were talking about getting renewal of
right.
the Arizona permit, and the permit is one of about 25 states where it's a substitute for the NICS check.
Yes.
So that was a perfectly rational segue. But what happened in Arizona is that the Department of Public Safety, which administers the program, just decided they were not going to send out renewal notices. And it's silly because it only costs, it probably doesn't cost more than a dollar or two to send out the notice. It might even be less, but if you send it out by, you know, the old snail mail type, a stamp costs you over 50 cents.
Yep.
And so there may be better ways. I mean, maybe they could send out the notices via email to those people who have provided an email to them. Another thing that could be done, although it isn't in law right now, is some states allow for a renewal of the permit over the internet rather than by mail. So that's another possibility for a future reform of the system. But right now, you renew by over the the mail system, and they allow you to print out your renewal form, but I have a little problem with printers at the moment, and so I couldn't print out a renewal form, and so I called up the Department of Public Safety, and a very cooperative and nice lady agreed to send me the renewal form and to get it out. But if I hadn't happened to be looking at the permit because my old wallet was falling apart and I had to get a new one,
right?
I could have missed it. Now, Arizona has reasonably generous time limits. You can apply for a renewal 60 days before or up to 90 days after. So there's a pretty good window there. But it's easy when you have a five-year permit not to remember just when that is coming up. I mean, some people that I know have absolutely fantastic memories. I mean, they remember everything. It's always, not always the greatest thing, but they do. And I don't. I have to rely on aids to help me remember things. And unfortunately, you know, when you don't have a sterling memory, things like the renewal of a permit can easily slip through the cracks. And then once you have missed that window of opportunity to renew the permit, then you have to go through a whole bunch of other procedures. You know, you have to get your fingerprints taken. You have to fill out the complete form, which is much more burdensome than just the renewal form. And you have to provide some type of proof of training, which, frankly, in Arizona, you just have to show your old form, and that'll work. But your old permit. But it is a bit more burdensome. It takes more time, takes more energy. And so you wish to avoid that. And it might take a dollar or two for them to send out a notice. But most people want to renew, and they get $43 back. So that's a darn good return on investment for the state. Issuing a new permit isn't very costly. They have all the information. All they have to do is check the address, essentially. I imagine they do a run by machine every few days or maybe every day of the permits that have to be reissued. In Arizona, it's a little plastic card, and it doesn't have a picture. Well, that makes it easier. And then send it to you, which costs, you know, another, 55 cents, whatever. I've forgotten what the local, what the latest first rate postage is. But I think for an ounce, it's about 55 cents. And so it's cheap for the state. And they get about 20 to 40 times the amount they spend in return. So why wouldn't you do it? So I talked to Dave Kopp, who is the president of the Arizona Citizens Defense League, which is one of the premier state organizations in defense of Second Amendment rights. Now, there are many others, and I could name a bunch of them, but in Arizona, the Arizona Citizens Defense League, and I happen to, you know, I know Dave because I'm a lifetime member, and I've been active in fighting for Second Amendment rights for a long time, many decades. And so when I contacted him, he said, well, we don't know. We don't know why they decided to do this. They just decided to do it. When we've talked to them, the Department of Public Safety I'm referring to now, when we've talked to them before, they just say, well, we're not required to do it by law, so we don't have to do it. So the AZCDL, working with some other people in the legislature, particular Senator Goen, introduced a bill requiring the DPS to send out indications that your renewal is coming due, and it passed the Senate just I think 2 days ago now on a 29-0 vote. One senator wasn't available to vote, apparently. There's 30 senators in Arizona. And so every indication is that it'll probably pass the House, too, and become law. Well, and that's what happens when regulatory agencies don't do common sense things. I was a little surprised. I mean, it hasn't become law yet, and a lot of things can happen. I've seen many cases where it looked like a bill was going to become law, and, you know, it just didn't for a number of different reasons. So I can't say for 100% certainty, with 100% certainty, that this will become law. But I think there's a very good chance. And what was interesting was there was no pushback. There wasn't anybody on the left saying, we shouldn't do that. We should make it harder for people to renew their permit.
Hang on for me right there, if you would, coming up on the next break. Dean has written more articles than you'll find there, but well over 1,900 articles available for you at amoland.com. Go check it out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Deportations by Immigration and Customs Enforcement dropped sharply last fiscal year, despite a massive illegal immigrant crisis at the southern border. The drop coinciding with numerous Biden administration policies that restrict ICE agents from arresting illegal immigrants. According to preliminary 2021 statistics on ICE's website, there were 55,590 removals, down from 185,884 in 2020. Republicans are hammering the Biden administration following the release of the latest inflation report. The consumer price index for all items rose 7.5% in the last 12 months, the biggest jump since the 1980s. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley tweeting the number was shocking. You're listening to USA Radio News. North American automakers are already starting to feel the effects of the trucker protests in Canada. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, Katie Lewis has the details.
A blockade of the bridge between Canada and Detroit by protesters demanding an end to Canada's COVID-19 restrictions has forced the shutdown of a Ford plant. Canada-bound traffic was halted at the Ambassador Bridge between Detroit and Windsor, Ontario, while U.S.-bound traffic was still moving. Ford says parts shortages forced it to shut down its engine plant in Windsor and to run an assembly plant in Oakville, Ontario, on a reduced schedule. The blockade also disrupted operations at a General Motors factory near Lansing, Michigan.
Texas, Missouri, Florida, and West Virginia are all now investigating GoFundMe over COVID protests in Canada. The state's looking into why a fundraiser was removed for truckers trying to stop vaccine mandates. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and we've been doing the 4473 concealed carry permit dance here on here. Where would you like to go next, sir? Are we done with that?
Well,
or
I'd like to talk a little bit about how useful these state activist organizations are, and I'm not talking about organizations that are generally an appendage of the National Rifle Association. Now, they can do a lot of good, and I've seen state National Rifle Association affiliates that have done very, very well. But it appears to me, from watching this scene for decades, is that where you get the real performance, where you get the real activities that make a difference, are from dedicated Second Amendment activist organizations that are created specifically to restore Second Amendment rights in a state. I mentioned Arizona Citizens Defense League. There's also, you know, you could say Virginia Citizens Defense League is another. There are many of them throughout the state. Where they exist, it's obvious they have tremendous effect. And where they don't exist, it's obvious. And I hesitate to name states that don't have effective activist organizations.
Mine is one.
Almost all states. Go ahead.
Mine doesn't have one.
Ah, yes. I don't it may be that you may be correct, and I don't know enough about it to say. You would know better than I. But what I see in these states that don't have it, what you need is you have to have somebody, at least one person, and usually a small group, that are dedicated full-time presence. They have to have a full-time presence, well, at least as long as whenever the legislature is active at the legislature. They have to know the people that are in the legislature on a first-name basis so they can understand all of the little intricacies involved in passing legislation, and they just have to be doing it permanently. And I've seen part-time organizations that do okay, but if they don't have a permanent presence, they just can't quite have the knowledge base that it takes to apply pressure where it's needed. And so that's what I've seen in some states. Now, I've seen it exactly the opposite in Arizona, where the Arizona Citizens Defense League has a couple of people that are full-time lobbyists at the state legislature. And, of course, it helps that Arizona is a fairly conservative state. But, frankly, things like this notification of renewal of permit are so obvious and so relatively uncontroversial that it doesn't take too much to push them through. But you have to have somebody willing to do it. And you see exactly the opposite happening in states. And, of course, when you have a state that's run entirely by leftists, like California, it's very hard to get anything done, no matter how good your state legislative organization is. The powers that be are so dedicated to destroying your freedom that it's difficult. It's just very difficult. I feel sorry for the people in California because they're fighting a very, very tough battle. But if your state doesn't have a dedicated activist organization, you know, it really needs one, and it's hard. It takes a lot of work and a lot of effort, but the rewards can be very great.
Now, yours, Arizona, that one is actually a pretty good organization, isn't it?
It is. It's a very good one. It's done. They essentially started, I believe, by copying the Virginia Citizens Defense League model and then improving on it for local conditions. And it's been formally in existence for about 16 years. And then there were a couple of predecessor organizations. Brassroots, if anybody remembers, you know, was a very positive organization. I was a member of that for a while. But that's what it takes. And the left doesn't really seem to have local equivalents, or at least they didn't until they started being funded by Michael Bloomberg. Now, these local activist organizations, like AZCDL, are entirely self-funded. They don't have a sugar daddy that can drop $100 million or even a few million on them to get activated. Whereas you find that the Everytown organization is almost entirely funded by Michael Bloomberg money. And that's, you know, what happened in the last election, too. You had Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg basically putting out hundreds of millions of dollars to put activist leftist organizations in charge of voting in key states,
right,
in key urban areas. And that's what we saw. But we don't have that type of money to throw around. We just have large numbers of people who are willing to dedicate a few dollars a month, and that's about all it takes. Once you get up to 1,000 people as members or so, these things just seem to grow and grow. And one of the biggest mechanisms they have for growing are your local gun shows.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason that our opponents don't want gun shows to exist. They're centers of freedom, centers of distributing information, of recruiting members, of allowing people understanding that they're not alone. One of the biggest weapons of our opponents is to convince us that we're a small minority, when it isn't true. We're a majority, almost certain. And you didn't have 12 to 15 million new gun owners in the last 2 years to increase the numbers from just a few million to double or triple that. Now, those new owners are probably about a 10 to 15% increase over an existing 100 million owners. And if you think about that, all those gun owners are adults. There's only about 200 million adults in the United States, a little more.
Now, there's about 336. So there's about 260 million adults.
I looked it up a little while ago, and I'm thinking it was maybe 220 or something like that. I'm not sure because I don't have it right in front of me. But gun owners are real close to half of adults in the United States.
Absolutely, probably more.
It could be.
I keep hearing the same figure as about how many American gun owners there are. Hang on right there for me, if you will. And, Dean has been writing for a while. And Dean writes exclusively right now today at amalan.com, which is the biggest website of its kind on the planet. And Dean is the biggest writer there. Most prolific. So check him out there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This is the last time on the firing line. And this portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Been talking to Dean Weingarten. And one thing you pointed out, and I want to, we don't have to name names here, okay?
Okay.
But when we're talking about gun rights organizations, do you think there's any gun rights organizations out there that are sort of a front?
Well, it's really hard to be certain because they do everything they can to give the impression that they're genuine.
Right.
But I think there are people who are more interested in gathering resources, you know, money to themselves than they are in necessarily advocating and promoting a particular, an agenda that protects Second Amendment rights.
Right.
One thing I see, which makes me leery of certain organizations, is when they are basically claim they are the most rigorous, the most true to Second Amendment principles. Nobody else does anything that is positive or useful, and only they have the one true truth, and you have to do exactly as they say, or you're not a true believer in the Second Amendment.
Right.
So when I see that sort of language, it sends up red flags, because frankly, there have been a lot of organizations that have been helpful and useful, even if they haven't always been the most rigorous when it comes to defending Second Amendment rights. Now, another thing I'd like to say is what we've seen is this incredible attack against the National Rifle Association in the last couple of years. And frankly, I believe that it was coordinated in part as a means to try to, and they were successful in getting rid of President Trump. I mean, the National Rifle Association endorsed President Trump. It was a clear ally of his. And I think the attack in New York is part of a coordinated attack by the deep state to get rid of President Trump. But our opponents often they're collectivists generally. So they tend to discount state action. And what we have seen is these state organizations have picked up the ball pretty well in defending the Second Amendment as the NRA has been weakened, shall we say, and and to a certain amount has been had its leadership rendered less effective. And so I think we see that national organizations are useful, they're helpful, but they aren't absolutely necessary if you have really strong state organizations.
Yeah, but
and
I mean,
we,
you know, when you look at and like the NRA, right? The NRA, their problems could be solved tomorrow if Wayne LaPierre would say, for the good of the organization, I resign.
I don't know if that's true. It may be true. The reason I say I don't know is because the opposition is aiming at the NRA. It's not just aiming at Wayne LaPierre.
Oh, sure. But, I mean, he's sort of the, you know.
He is the embodiment of the NRA at the moment and of the problems as well.
So.
And so you have some point, I have some sources that are
placed
more intimate with the NRA inner workings than I am.
Right.
And I can't name names and I can't say things. But a lot of this is internally, how should I put it? There were clearly things that could have been done earlier where people just ignored warnings and that led to our current predicament. And, a lot of people, I'll talk about somebody who I'm a great fan of, but unfortunately he has passed, and that was Neil Knox. Knox saw better than almost anyone the problems that were building in the NRA. Worked harder than almost anyone to solve those problems and to bring the NRA into alignment with as being more of a membership organization than a money generating machine for power brokers in the NRA. And he was roundly drummed out of the organization, and I would argue, from what I saw, with illegal means in order for those people who were with the groups that controlled or were within the NRA to keep power and to keep the money flowing. So there were plenty of warnings and there were a lot of people who understood problems, but the NRA was controlled essentially by the people who controlled the magazines. The magazines were where most people, I'm talking about American Hunter, American Rifleman, America's First Freedom, that's where the membership got the information about the NRA. So if you controlled what went into those magazines, you controlled what the membership mostly knew. Now, if you were one of a relatively small group of people who followed the inner workings of the NRA very carefully and who listened to people like Neil Knox, you realized there were problems. But if you got most of your information from the magazines, that was never addressed.
Well, I'll tell you the problem that I saw with the NRA. It is the NRA, as far as the inner workings of the NRA, they remind me of the Democratic Party. They're not encouraging any dissent. They're not encouraging any free patterns of speech. The guys that were, you know, there was a bunch of board members that resigned because they were trying to say, look at this, look at this, look at this. And, the board is actually supposed to oversee Wayne LaPierre, not the other way around. And yet I don't think that's what happens. And, that's where my problem lies with them. Now, I know what they are. I know what they've been in the past. I just think that something happened along the way. They are absolutely redeemable. They are the biggest out there today. But by the same token, they need to, it's like they're doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different outcome.
I think that you and I are on the same page here.
Yeah.
Because I think the NRA is redeemable. It's a powerful organization that can do a tremendous amount of good and has done a tremendous amount of good in the past. Some people look at actions of the NRA around the time of the passage of the National Firearms Act or the Gun Control Act of 1968. And I've studied those, and I'll tell you, if the NRA hadn't been around, those pieces of legislation would have been far, far worse than what they were. And I believe the NRA made the leadership in the NRA, I should say, made the decision that, look, we can stop the worst parts of this, but we can't quite stop everything. We're going to have to, you know, accept some litigation. And I think that's what happened. Now, people said, well, why didn't they go to the Supreme Court? Well, they didn't go to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court was not on our side. They knew because Roosevelt, FDR, and presidents after him appointed a bunch of progressives to the Supreme Court. And it wasn't until Ronald Reagan that we started getting back to some people who believe in an objective constitution, not a living constitution, people who were textualists and originalists, like Scalia.
Right.
And so that's, you know, I don't blame the NRA for not bringing multiple Second Amendment cases to the Supreme Court in the 60s and 70s and 80s, because they would have lost. And
well,
that
with that
worst disaster.
With that, we're going to have to pick this up on Tuesday, because I will be here Tuesday. Hopefully you'll be here Tuesday. We have run out of time. I want to thank you for this week's collaboration, sir.
It's always a pleasure.
All right. Back again on Monday. And between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.